I'm here with
Jean-Marc Bustamante
at the French Pavilion. What attracts you to the photographic medium?
I think in my work, the photographic medium is the source of my work. And I try to experiment from photography in different ways. So this plexiglass with the C-screen are taken by four brackets with the wall. And the wall is very important because the white of the wall also reveals the images. So it's not only photograph, it's in between different relation. Sculpture also because there is kind of relief to three dimension. I like also the color, this kind of green and this kind of spectral image, like a little bit ghost image. He has these two boys. They are looking at you if they were from another world, and they are looking at you with a kind of small smile. And I like this kind of first room when you don't know which side of the mirror you are. And you can see in the other room also real photographs, but also paintings. And these paintings are done from photography because I took photographs from the drawings. So it's a little bit a kind of connection in between different medium with photography as a center, as a matrice, we say in French.
Photography is, at the moment, a medium that people are really interested in it as a medium, and particularly I think the way you're working in this interspace between the kind of painting and photography becomes a very interesting dialogue for people. Have you always worked in photography?
Yes, photography was the beginning of my work, but I try to extend because for me it's not enough to do only photograph. I am an artist. I'm trying to propose different level of stratification, of sedimentation of reality. And from photography, I try to experiment different things.
In fact, could we then move on and talk about the works in this room, which has a different approach? Here we've dropped the grainy and we've become very, very sharp focus. These are done on a 5.4, are they plate camera?
No, 8x10.
Oh, they're 8x10, yeah.
We are in this main room where we can see the four Amazon, the four women. They are looking at you.
Almost life-size, just slightly smaller than life-size.
For me, it was important to do kind of a very classical portrait of women of today, because I think the myth of the very old myth of the Amazon is also very modern today, because all these women are autonomous, are independent, and they know what they want.
They're in control.
Absolutely. I decided to put on the center a kind of big sculpture, a little bit like a merry-go-round, and we have three pillars. At each pillar are glass-shaped organic things like a body or like a clothes. And we have this kind of platform, and it's a place in a place, and we can turn around.
So it's interesting as well that your work does have this sculptural feel. I mean, there's a sculptural feel to the work in the other room, the way they're framed. Here we have the relationship of the glass that becomes something else, but it's very clean.
Also in terms of colors, it's very light with kind of silver and the glass.
You've managed to choose people whose looks, they're very dynamic looks, but they're also asking you questions, questioning your gaze.
Kind of resistance in a way, and suddenly they become like a sculpture. The landscape around is really important also, you know. I try to find a balance between the landscape and the body. I did a lot of landscape photographs during 20 years. So I decided to keep the idea of the landscape, of kind of transitory places in between country and city, you know, this kind of no man's land. And also it's important in terms of territory. I would like to have this woman with a territory. And so it was important for me when I decided to select one woman also to choose a landscape for her. And to try to have kind of adéquation, we say in France, in between the landscape and the people. The other room here, maybe.
Let's go into the other room. And we have a change of pace again here, where we have very sculptural pieces, full of colour, full of energy.
En français, on dit la salle des vanités, with this kind of gold wall, with this big, huge, like a glass wall. It's like, I don't know how you say in English, pagan. It's a bit like a church here, you know. The two panels on the left, on the right, and it's kind of big with color, because for me it's interesting also to use ink in the plexiglass, and the transparency of the ink is very interesting for me.
And you see, I find it fascinating when we move through to these spaces, because again, we have a very cool, different feel. This isn't gold, we have white walls again. So if we talk a little bit about
this. This is the last room. I think it's more close to the paradise. We have a diptych with two parrots. Close to this diptych, we can look to the three cages, empty cages, and we have also in front kind of triptych.
Yeah. They're very physical pieces. Yeah. I mean, this dropping down, and yet they're also very flat.
You know, it's very flat. It's not like a painting on canvas. It's important.
But they're dynamic.
And you can look to the profondeur, to the deepness, to the wall. You know, for example, here, the white is the wall. The white is not the paint. And you finish here with a kind of same, very abstract things. And this is the exit.